Brought to you by Natural Healer, www.naturalhealer.com.au. All rights reserved.
For those of you who get my play on words with the 1981 Journey song called Don't Stop Believing, I hope you enjoyed my humor. For those of you who aren't familiar with the song, I've embedded the video here for you just to watch. It has a very catchy chorus. If you want to skip past the video, though, you're more than welcome. So why am I all excited about taking you on a Reiki journey into energy healing? Because with each day I live on this earth, I learn something more amazing and new, which backs up the healing work I myself and so many other beautiful healers do every day. And today's another day, so sit tight, things are about to get uber exciting. Well, I believe that energy is energy, so it doesn't matter what the medium is. A trained healer can use energy to help others heal. To further explain what I mean, let's compare the way people heal to the way people learn. Everybody does it differently, and everybody processes it differently. Some people learn better visually, while others prefer kinesthetic learning, and still others prefer auditory learning. Same for healing. Some respond better to Reiki, while others may get a benefit from emotional freedom technique, while some have great results just from meditation. So whether a healer uses Reiki, pranic healing, shamanic healing, or any other form of natural energy healing, what I feel and what I teach to my students is that the most important element in healing others is the intention. When a healer comes from a place of love, that intention is loaded with pure goodness, and it goes straight to the recipient with great effect. But since I'm a healer myself, it makes sense that I profess that energy healing works. However, I realize skeptics will roll their eyes and think I'm a quack, but don't be hasty now. I am a natural Reiki master healer, but I also love science. Well, the science which is open-minded in order to find the truth. So I ask the fence-sitters and the naysayers in the audience to stick with me for just a little while longer. I'm going to give you something to really think about shortly. Well, firstly, let's combine the scientific truth that we're all energy with the fact that the words you say or think to yourself and to others affects us physically. Now, before I go any further, that right there is the basis of how one can use their own energy to change their own physiology or someone else's with mere words. But what about that intention thing I mentioned earlier? Well, enter stage left the brilliant writer and leader in health and spirituality, Lynn McTaggart. Let me fill you in a bit. McTaggart isn't a willy-nilly wordsmith trying to desperately to connect the dots between science and spirituality. She has interviewed, formed relationships, and conducted experiments with some of our world's top and most respected scientists. And she's come out with a doozy in one of her books. And that's Intention Has the Power to Heal. My trump card for this post has been pulled from her amazing book, The Intention Experiment, where it's revealed that trained healers do in fact generate a magnetic field which affects the person or thing they're focused on, and that with healing, distance appeared to be irrelevant. So, energy healing does work, even at a distance. But let me go into a little more detail to back this revelation up. McTaggart includes many studies in her book, including one from the professor of psychology, medicine, neurology, psychiatry, and surgery at the University of Arizona, as well as being the director of its Laboratory for Advances in Consciousness and Health, what a title, Dr. Gary Schwartz, and his postdoctoral colleague Melinda Connor. Their studies focused on healing, which included a group of Reiki practitioners as well as a control group of untrained healers. McTaggart reported that they took measurements near each hand of all the healers during alternating periods while they were running energy, and then during times they were at rest with their eyes closed. They also took a group of master healers with a substantial track record for successful dramatic healings and took measurements for them too. A series of tests were performed, and once Schwartz and Connor analyzed their data from the healers, they discovered that both groups of healers demonstrated significant fluctuations and very low pulsations of magnetic field emanating from both of their hands. As a Reiki master teacher myself, it was great to read that a huge increase in oscillations was measured in the healer's magnetic fields when they were running energy, or what I would refer to as performing Reiki, with the most notable surge coming from their dominant hands. Now, Schwartz and Connor could not get the control group to demonstrate the same energetic effects as the trained healers. And what's more exciting is the enormous difference Schwartz saw when he reviewed the effects from the standard healing group to the masters. The master healers averaged close to a third more magnetic field changes per minute than the Reiki healers. So, what's that say? The more one practices, the stronger one's healing energy becomes. Now, through their barrage of testing, Schwartz and Connor confirmed that they had proof that directed intention manifests as both electrostatic and magnetic energy. But they also discovered that intention was like playing the piano. You need to learn how to do it first, and then some people are better with others, and you improve with practice. And here's the cake topper. Distance does not matter to an energy healer. In a successful study of AIDS patients, they improved through remote healing, and the 40 healers involved in the study sent the healing to the San Francisco patients from all across America. Now, can you see why I'm so excited to share this post with you today? Everybody, and I mean everybody, has the ability to heal themselves and others. Once you learn the techniques, be they through my own online Reiki Master Certification course, a Pranic Healing School, Theta Healing, Crystal Healing, it doesn't matter. You just need to get started and continue to practice. You will thrive when you uncover your innate goodness and build up that glorious loving energy to infuse it within yourself and intend it to others. This is just so exciting. Now, as my regular readers and listeners would know, I always invite and encourage comments and feedback to my post, and this is no different. I would absolutely love to hear your thoughts on this topic, which is so close to my heart. Even if you're not a believer and think I'm a quack, I value your insights and opinions too. Until next time, my friends, namaste.